Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's Jake Volnick, Spencer German with you till I said our names backwards. People now think I'm Jake Volnick and you're Spencer German, but whatever, it works.
I have an opportunity to do something crazy. I don't know what it is, but I'm Spencer German for the next 3 minutes in everybody's head, and I got something. I don't know.
He's going to try to get me fired, huh? Yeah, no, that was Spencer who said that. That wasn't Jake who said that crazy thing and got the FCC calling us.
No,
what are you talking about?
I was just stuffed up. I was sick. So you thought that it was Spencer that was talking, but that was me.
We're only here till 6 today, wrapping up your MLK Day lineup here on 92.3 The Fan. And Jake, as he alluded to, has been sick for the last, what would you say, like 5 days, 6 days? Has it been longer than that?
It started Wednesday, so we're on day 5.
Okay. Yeah, what's that they say? Like it's a week coming in and then a week going type thing. So you're like towards the tail end of it leaving, I guess. So that's good. You're on the upswing.
Yeah, I feel better today. So that was other than I sound a little congested and I have a cough.
That is like the thing that stinks in this business is like when you're sick. First of all, it's hard to take off in this business anyway, because like, there's only so many people who can like do what we do, obviously.
Right.
But like at the same time, like when you're sick, you still feel inclined to go to work. But then you sometimes have to be like talked into not going because they're like, dude, like this job requires your voice and it requires you to be able to like talk without sounding like you're dying every 5 seconds. So you can't just like show up and wing it. So yeah, that gets hard when you don't feel good. So I know that what that's like. I know I've been there myself where like I want to show up and work, especially as a part timer because you're like fighting for opportunities. So
right.
I know where you've been, man. I get that. Did you actually take off any? Did you skip any shifts last week? Or
no,
were you here?
I ended up not going to my other job that requires me to be up and moving around.
You was it Friday last week? Because I was Thursday, so I assumed you were Friday.
Yeah, I was Wednesday, which I started. I felt fine by the end of it. And then Friday, I powered through. Yesterday, I powered through.
Was Thursday the worst day? Was that the day you felt the worst?
Okay. Yes, that was absolutely.
Because that was the day we were recording an interview for the podcast, and you were like, dude, I can't do this.
Yeah, there's a 0% chance that if I worked that day, that I would have been here. No, I got up out of bed at 6 p.m., Spencer. It was
That would have been the fastest show prep ever.
Yeah,
hey, I got an hour, and I got to drive to the station, too, so I got 20 minutes to prep for this show.
By the way, I didn't shower, didn't brush my teeth. I look unpresentable. It's fine.
Yeah, you don't want to show up at this station without doing the hygiene things because you will get called out totally.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Keith, I think, keeps like a running list of people who like who show up and smell at work. I'm pretty sure like Ken and Lima will call you out. Now, you wouldn't have been with Ken and Lima, but you would have maybe crossed paths with like Nick and JP. And then, you know, the next day it would have been fodder on their show because nothing is sacred to them, where they would have been like, that Jake Volnick, man, he didn't brush his teeth yesterday. How many times a day should you brush your teeth? They would 100% made that content. But like we're kind of doing right now with your expense with taking medicine, because you told me before the show that you realized during this illness that you're still a child when it comes to taking medicine. And I just don't understand why you don't just like suck it up and take your medicine like a man, Jake. Like, what's going on?
So like when it comes to pills and stuff, I have no problem. Like it is what it is. Ever since I was a child, though, I've always struggled to take liquid medicine. Like, it's terrible. Okay. I don't think anybody thinks it tastes good, but, like, it tastes bad, and for some reason, to me, it tastes, like, extremely bad. Like,
there are some medicines that don't taste that bad, though.
No, like, okay, I dispense
it. Like, Pepto? Pepto's not bad.
Pepto's actually, like, okay, but I'm not, like,
Pepto's kind of dangerous, because it's, like, got a nice enough flavor to it that it's, like,
it's not bad.
If it was just, like, a normal drink, you would probably just drink it.
Pepto bubblegum? Is that the flavor that is attached to it?
I think it might be bubblegum.
There's bubblegum.
I think there's multiple flavors, though. I think there's multiple flavors.
But I think it's the most common one you see when you go to any retail store.
Yeah, I think that probably is,
Yeah, well, I'm not a bubblegum person. I hate bubblegum, so it makes sense that I don't really like Pepto either.
You don't have the big game chew that you, as a big baseball guy?
I did that. I just found the other flavors. You know, the apple, the grape, all those different ones.
The apple was good.
Yeah.
The only thing that stunk about Big Game Chew, by the way, was like the flavor was gone. Like no, like it's.
Oh, it lasted like 3 seconds.
Like Big Game Chew is surviving off of like name recognition alone and the fact that it's like associated with baseball players and sports. Other than that, like the flavor goes away within like seconds. It's kind of worthless gum in the grand scheme of things. But anyway.
Yeah. So the liquid medicine, I've realized, and I didn't want liquid medicine in the first place, right? If it was up to me, I just wouldn't take any medicine, but that's stupid. That's a little bit of a dumb move. So we got to stay on top of it and try to get better. Didn't want to have to take liquid medicine. It was what was available. So I was like, okay, whatever. We'll suck it up. We'll take it. I realized I poured my little little shot, my medicine shot into the cup, and I'm about to take it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I can't do this. Like, I hate this. Oh, this is disgusting. So I literally, as if I am a child, I put the cup in my right hand, take my left hand, I pinch my nose, tilt my head back, drink it. And you know what I had to wash it down, Spencer? I had a cup of Kool-Aid. I don't even drink Kool-Aid normally.
I made
Kool-Aid to take my medicine. I had Kool-Aid made to take my medicine.
Do you drink whiskey?
I do drink whiskey. No problem. I'm telling you, I could take a shot. I would not flinch. Okay? I could take a drink from the bottle.
If you can take shots of alcohol, different flavors of alcohol, some that don't taste all that good anyway, you should be able to take medicine.
Nope. I could take a shot of whiskey and not flinch. I could take... Now, there's liquor that would make me flinch for sure. Like, I'm not a tequila person. I'll flinch. There is... What is it? Cognac or whatever Hennessy is. Like I take that. I am not only flinching, but also going to be face up in the toilet. And I mean face up. We're going in the air. I basically have to. I'm a little kid. I have a drink that I have to take with my medicine. It takes me like two gulps to get it down. Like I have to take it in two parts, and it should just be like a swishing down. I feel like I'm like 12 taking my medicine. It is terrible, but I've never been able to do it since I was a kid.
You got to grow up, Jake. This is what this is all. I mean, does anybody else do that, Meredith? When you take medicine, you just take the medicine, right?
No, I actually. So I got in a ton of trouble with my aunt some time ago. My cousin, he's 19 now, but when he was like 4 or 5 and he was sick and my aunt was trying to get him to take medicine, I taught him how to do the cheers, tap on the table, and then throw it back like a shot.
So that's what you do with medicine now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I take pills. I don't do liquid medicine. Okay. But I was teaching my little like 4 or 5-year-old cousin to do that. And I cannot tell you how angry my aunt got at me for doing the teaching my cousin, my little baby cousin, how to throw back
a
shot.
I defend you on that, Meredith. I think that's a fun way to get a kid that doesn't want to take medicine to take medicine. You make it into a game.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. They enjoy that. Yeah, I respect the fact that you did that. Like that's like parenting 101 right there. It's like you got to try to sell your child to do something that they don't want to do. How can you make it more fun? Hey, let's do like the shot taking game. They don't know the difference to them. It's just just medicine.
Oh yeah, he had no idea. I told him to throw it back like a shot, and my aunt got mad at that also. But like, it's not like I was giving him alcohol. He was just taking Dimetapp or whatever you give kids, you know.
I so it's funny though, like the thing with you had that experience, I guess, with liquid medicine. Liquid medicine's always been like my right hand man when I'm sick. That's the go-to. I had a problem with pills when I was younger, because at one point I had to take some pill, and it was a bigger pill. And like I sort of choked on it, like gagged on it. It was terrible. And so for years, I like swore off taking pills. My parents would be like, why don't you take this? I'd be like, no, I'm good. I probably didn't take pills from like the time I was like, I don't know, like 6 until I was probably like, I don't know, like in high school, because I was just deathly afraid of taking pills after that one moment in time. And then I started doing it and I was like, it's not really not that big of a deal anymore. So, but yeah, like I had the opposite, but I've also gotten over that because I'm an adult, Jake.
Well, we kind of had a similar experience. I turned my liquid medicine as a 6-year-old into a projectile across my, my kitchen.
You threw it up.
Yeah, it was grape flavored, not good. I remember it like it was yesterday. Not a good sign.
But grape flavor is not even bad. That's the best flavor.
It's not good. This is the thing. Everyone's like, it's flavored. It's delicious. No, it still sucks.
I will agree with Jake. None of the flavors are good, but I just take like the gel caps, whatever.
Yeah, it's way better. I just didn't have access to those. I wanted access to those.
Did you like not go to the drugstore or something? Did they not have them?
No, I had what was in my house.
Oh, okay.
I had what was already there.
Yeah, you should have just gone to like 7-Eleven or the drugstore or whatever.
Yeah, I think I might at this point because like I'm still to the point where I'm probably needing to take cough medicine. I mean... We're there, and I don't know that I can do another.
When I start getting sick, I take DayQuil like it's water. Like, I'll just start drinking it. Like, I'm not even kidding. And I don't care. It's just whatever. I'm just used to the flavor at this point.
No, there's nothing that can get me used to that flavor. No,
it's mind over matter.
It's not mind over. It's not.
If you can do it with alcohol, you can do it with medicine. It's mind over matter.
No, I'm putting my fist down. Alcohol is a liquid. This is like a fluid. It is a gel that I'm pouring into a cup and then having to consume.
I thought you were gonna say alcohol. You drink it with a purpose, and that purpose is to get drunk. But I was like, yeah, medicine. You take with a purpose too, to get better, so you're not sick anymore. You're saying,
is it like a texture thing? Is it the viscosity of the liquid?
It's definitely okay. The taste is. It is mixed in. I mean, it is both things.
I can't get the texture thing because I don't like bananas. Because I think bananas, like when you chew the banana, like it's the texture that throws me off. Like I can't stand it. But like, it's just not that big of a deal. Like you got to grow up at some point.
Hody,
I was gonna say kind of strike me as somebody who would plug their nose when they take medicine. No offense.
Well, actually, that is not the case. But I wanted to say around 2016, 17, when I was in high school, I was sick around Christmas time. And I took a liquid medicine, right, to help me feel better from it. I believe it was, I forget the type of medicine I took, it tasted so much like eggnog. And I drank a glass of eggnog literally around Christmas at the same time, and now I can never drink eggnog again.
Are you telling us that you were underage drinking?
Is that no, not at all.
Oh, this
absolutely
is when
not.
You
this was just pure eggnog. Pure eggnog. And it tasted so much like this other liquid medicine.
What medicine tastes like eggnog?
I don't know, because they all taste like the, I don't know, underside of a shoe.
I know.
That's what they taste like.
Let's bring in all the liquid medicines and just test till we find the one that tastes like eggnog.
And I can never
go over well.
I can never drink a glass of eggnog the same again.
Get a new sponsor out of it, though.
Yeah. Well, a little bit of that the purple drink. A little bit of who does the styrofoam cups?
Jamarcus Russell. Call in Jamarcus Russell. Yeah.
Styrofoam cup sponsorship.
216-474-992. Does Jake need to grow up and start taking his medicine like a man? Also, the Ryan Day redemption arc is something that I don't even think Ohio State fans could have ever dreamed up. We'll talk about it coming up next. Plus, has the idea of a bridge quarterback just basically died in the water after this weekend? As we get back to the Browns, we got the 5-5-5. A lot of good stuff still to come. Jake Volnick, Spencer German, right here with you on 92 to the Fan.